Good evening, everyone. We're really overwhelmed by the love and support from people in the shul and the community that we feel here this evening, and we thank you very, very much all for being here. I was thinking back to our farewell dinner in Calgary in 1997, and I was so worried that I wouldn't be able to get through the speech without crying and making a fool of myself, that I actually went to see a member of the shul who was a retired doctor and who had some experience with hypnosis. Anyway, he gave me some techniques, suggestions. I actually don't know what he did, but I guess it worked because I was able to speak coherently then. And he goes, "That's it. That hypnosis session will still be effective 28 years later." We leave St. Louis with many mixed feelings. Feelings of happiness and simcha for everything that Hashem has blessed us with in the past 18 years. All the smachot, the weddings of our four older children, bat mitzvah of Yechiel, bat mitzvah of Galit, and the birth of many Pe'ayin Hara grandchildren. And we're always going to associate these wonderful life events with our time here in St. Louis and the community here. We have many feelings of gratitude. Gratitude for good health, a few broken bones and surgeries here and there over the years, but generally we are very, very thankful to Hashem for the health that he has bestowed upon us and our family. Gratitude for personal opportunities, the opportunities of being involved with the sisterhood of the shul, especially more so in the first years that we were here, with learning with people, with visiting people, making connections with people who are in hospitals and nursing homes, teaching at Epstein Hebrew Academy and having such wonderful colleagues to work with, and the privilege of teaching students for so many years and watching them grow and mature and blossom. And the list goes on. There's a lot to be grateful for. Gratitude for friendships, which we know will endure the test of time. We've been blessed with so many warm and meaningful relationships here in St. Louis. And there are people from all age groups in the community that we're fortunate to call friends. From young couples who we've watched growing, from newlyweds to having families of their own, families with children who have felt at home in our home. It's been so delightful that our house was the hangout place on Shabbos afternoons and Friday nights and after Shabbos movie nights and game nights, and have the teenagers in the community really feeling at home in our home. It's been very special. And this year, sort of being empty nesters, has been very strange for us. Members of the congregation who have helped us with their wisdom and their perspective and time. I'm going to single a few people out. People like Eva Derby, Jackie Gerson, Judy Hellman, Shelley Wolf, who looked after my kids when they were sick, invited us over for meals. People like Barbara and Larry Poga, who really stepped in as being surrogate grandparents to our children, attending piano recitals and ballet recitals and graduation ceremonies and all the kinds of things that grandparents do. Dear friends in the shul have opened their homes to our out-of-town family and friends, some time and time again, like Stuart and Betsy, when people have come in for a smachot, for chagim, and for other events such as this. It really is a remarkable community of people who genuinely care for each other. Murray and Eva Gale opened their home to us when we came with baby Galit in January of 2007 to interview at the shul, and again to all eight of us when we moved in that extremely hot summer. And said, "Stay as long as you need in our house while you're getting your house set up." Your true friendship and support through happy times and sad times is really very much appreciated. Special friends like Lisa and Doogie and Vicky and Mark and Glenn and Alan, who really made this evening just unbelievably special. We really, really, truly thank you. There's also some sadness. There's a bit of sweetness involved when you're leaving a community, moving to another part of the world. Sadness that we won't have the opportunity to watch young families continue to grow and blossom. Sadness that we won't be present at life cycle events to rejoice together at joyous times and to comfort each other in challenging times. I was a recipient of much love and support when my mother passed away 13 years ago. So many people have actually said to me, so how does it feel? How do you feel? And I sort of said, it really feels so right. This is just the right time for us to be making this move, as much as there is a bit of sweetness involved, but it just feels that this is the right time. Lastly, I would like to address some remarks to my family. We're so grateful for the loving and wise guidance that we have been blessed to receive from our parents. And we continue to learn from them and their life experiences and their menschlichkeit. And we hope to do so for many, many more years to come. Thank you to our dear siblings. Chaim and Rina are here representing all of Moshe's siblings, Nechama and Danny and Ellie and Esty. And we are so indebted to you for always opening your home to our children for all the years that we've lived in New York and all the trips that we've made, and just always knowing that we've always had a home away from home and our children have always had a home away from home. It means a tremendous amount to us. To Julian, representing the Robinson siblings, for coming in from Sacramento, it's sort of a farewell dinner for Julian as well, because Julian's been part of the community for Pesach and Sukkot for pretty much all the past 18 years, except for COVID. And you've endeared yourself to so many people here that I believe you're invited back even once we've moved. Thank you to Robert and Erica and Machatonim for coming in from Los Angeles to be here this evening. And to our local Machatonim, Joel and Debbie. We look forward to so much shared nachas in the future for our amazing children and grandchildren. And to my dear children, you're all such a source of continued delight to Abba and me. You've all shown warmth, intelligence, talent, and wisdom beyond your years. I've grown so much as a compassionate and understanding person through parenting each of you and watching you grow and develop in your own interests and your own paths. We thank Hashem for blessing us with you and now with wonderful spouses at your sides. And we're grateful and blessed that you as siblings are devoted to each other and to our family and for exponentially increasing our joy with the addition of grandchildren. We look forward to many new adventures as we start over in our new home in Israel and are confident that Hashem's plan is a great one for our family. If anyone had ever said to me in August 1986 when we were getting married that I would ever live in Canada or America, I would have thought them to be crazy. But life sort of has a way of playing out, obviously, with Hashem's behind-the-scenes guidance so that you end up being in the right place at the right time. Moshe. It's been wonderful to stand by your side. That's him, Matt. Moshe, it's been wonderful to stand by your side as you have led this community. I can't count the number of people who have sung your praises for your wonderful ability to listen and connect. You're an amazing teacher, and as fate would have it, you've also proven yourself to be an amazing administrator and head of school. Students of all ages love learning with you and from you. Your meaningful and heartfelt messages at life cycle events, weddings, bar mitzvahs, and funerals are so appreciated, and we have boxes full of thank you cards to show for it. Another existential question, do we scan them and keep them digitally, or do we actually keep them and take them to Israel? Now we get to live our dream a second time. You made Aliyah in 1986 with a plan to live in Israel, and a three-year shlichut ended up becoming a 33-year sojourn in Chutz Laaretz, but now we get to go home. I hope and pray that Hashem will bless us with continued good health, professional success, and boundless nachas. Brachot lidai. From our amazing family. Thank you all for being here tonight, for your outpouring of love and support, and may we all merit to see each other in Yerushalayim HaBnuyah.